Strengthening India's Legal Framework to Combat Sexual Crimes, a Comprehensive Overview Introduction. The recent tragic incident at R.G. Kerr Hospital has reignited the conversation around sexual crimes against women in India. Despite the existence of stringent laws, the rising instances of such crimes demand a closer look at the current legal framework, its implementation, and potential reforms. This blog aims to provide a detailed overview of the legal protections available to women, the amendments made post-Nirbhaya, and the steps necessary to improve the system. The Vishakha Guidelines and the Sexual Harassment of Women at Workplace Act, 2013. In 1997, the Supreme Court of India established the Vishakha Guidelines in response to the lack of legal provisions addressing sexual harassment at the workplace. These guidelines laid a framework for preventing and addressing sexual harassment based on the fundamental rights enshrined in the Indian Constitution. Key provisions of the Vishakha Guidelines, preventive measures, employers were required to take steps to ensure that no woman faced sexual harassment at the workplace. Redressal mechanism, establishment of a complaints committee at every workplace, headed by a woman, with at least half of its members being women. Awareness and education, employers were mandated to organize awareness programs to educate employees about the legal rights of women. The Vishakha Guidelines laid the foundation for the Sexual Harassment of Women at Workplace, Prevention, Prohibition, and Redressal Act, 2013. This act replaced the guidelines and established a more comprehensive legal framework. Key provisions of the 2013 Act, Internal Complaints Committee, ICC. Every employer must constitute an ICC at each office or branch with 10 or more employees. The ICC is responsible for investigating complaints and recommending actions. Local Complaints Committee, LCC. For establishments with fewer than 10 employees or where the ICC is not feasible, a local complaints committee must be constituted by the district officer. Time-bound investigation. The ICC or LCC is required to complete the inquiry within 90 days, and the employer must act on the recommendations within 60 days. Employers' responsibility. Employers must take steps to prevent sexual harassment, including displaying notices, conducting awareness programs, and ensuring a safe working environment. Penalties. Non-compliance with the provisions of the Act can result in fines, and repeat offences may lead to the cancellation of business licences. Preventing sexual crimes in the workplace. To effectively prevent sexual crimes in the workplace, it is crucial to foster a culture of respect and accountability. Organizations should implement comprehensive training programs that educate employees about acceptable behavior and the consequences of misconduct. Ensuring a transparent and accessible complaint mechanism, regular audits of workplace policies, and strong disciplinary actions against offenders are essential steps. Additionally, encouraging bystander intervention and creating a supportive environment where victims feel safe to report incidents can significantly reduce the occurrence of sexual harassment. Post-Nirbhaya reforms and the Indian Penal Code, IPC, amendments. The horrific gang rape and murder of a young woman in Delhi in December 2012, widely known as the Nirbhaya case, led to widespread protests and demands for stronger laws to combat sexual crimes. The Criminal Law Amendment Act 2013 introduced significant changes to the IPC, the Code of Criminal Procedure, CRPC, and the Indian Evidence Act. These provisions were carried forward and further refined in the Bhartiya Nyaya Sanhita, BNS, 2023, with stricter punishments and broader definitions to cover more offences. Key amendments to the IPC and corresponding BNS sections. Section 376, Rape. The definition of rape was expanded to include non-penetrative acts, and the minimum punishment was increased to 10 years, which may extend to life imprisonment. BNS Section 63, Section 376A, Punishment for causing death or resulting in a persistent vegetative state of the victim. This section provides for rigorous imprisonment for a term not less than 20 years, which may extend to life imprisonment or death. BNS Section 64, Section 376B, Sexual intercourse by husband upon his wife during separation punishable with imprisonment of 2 to 7 years and a fine. BNS Section 65, Section 376C, Sexual intercourse by a person in authority punishable with imprisonment of 5 to 10 years and a fine. BNS Section 66, Section 376D, Gang rape introduced life imprisonment as the minimum punishment. BNS Section 67, Section 354, Assault or criminal force to woman with intent to outrage her modesty, imprisonment increased to 1 to 5 years and a fine. BNS Section 73, Section 354A, Sexual harassment punishable with imprisonment up to 3 years or fine or both. BNS Section 74, Section 354B, Assault or use of criminal force to woman with intent to disrobe punishable with imprisonment of 3 to 7 years and a fine. BNS Section 75, The POCSO Act, Protecting Children from Sexual Offences. The Protection of Children from Sexual Offences, POCSO Act, 2012, was enacted to provide a robust legal framework for the protection of children from sexual abuse and exploitation. It defines a child as any person below the age of 18 years and is gender neutral. Key provisions of the POCSO Act. Types of offenses. The Act categorizes offenses such as penetrative sexual assault, non-penetrative sexual assault, sexual harassment, and using a child for pornographic purposes. Mandatory reporting. Any person, including a child, who has knowledge of the commission of an offense under the Act, is required to report the same to the authorities. Failure to do so is punishable under the Act. Special courts. The Act mandates the establishment of special courts for the trial of offences under the Act, ensuring child-friendly procedures. Child-friendly procedures. The Act requires that the victim not be exposed to the accused, the identity of the child is protected, and the child is not unduly harassed during the investigation and trial. Punishments. The Act provides stringent punishments, ranging from imprisonment for not less than 3 years to life imprisonment and fines, depending on the nature of the offense. Provisions in the Information Technology, IT, Act, 2000. The IT Act, 2000, includes provisions to combat online sexual harassment, pornography, and cyber-stalking. Section 66E punishes the violation of privacy by capturing, publishing, or transmitting private images of individuals without their consent. Section 67 penalizes the transmission of obscene content in electronic form.